Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Work Party, the minisode. In these minisodes, we'll be sitting down with some of the many brilliant women who have work partied their way to the top. We'll be asking for their best entrepreneurial advice for women like you who are creating and cultivating the career of their dreams. Whether you're running the show or balancing your side hustles, we are giving you the real talk business advice you need.
Season one of Work Party, the podcast, is brought to you by LinkedIn.
Before we introduce you to our special guest, allow us to introduce you to LinkedIn, the world's largest professional network and our partner for season one of Work Party, the podcast. LinkedIn is a community of over 500 million professionals that are ready to help, support, inspire, and push you to achieve your goals. Whatever your definition of success is, there are people on LinkedIn that can help you get there. Today's Work Party minisode is coming to you live from the Create and Cultivate Chicago conference. Our team sat down with Lauren McGoodwin, founder and CEO of the career platform for women, Career Contessa. After experiencing a lack of career development resources for women, Lauren took matters into her own hands and created the platform, which now provides tools to over 1 million women a year.
Hello, Work Party listeners. I'm Heather Records, the marketing director at Create and Cultivate, East Coaster and resident cat lady. Here with me is the Contessa of Career Guides, Lauren McGoodwin, founder and CEO of CareerContessa.com. Welcome, Lauren. Thanks for joining us in Chicago. Are you so excited?
I love it here. I'm very excited to be here.
Amazing. You've created this phenomenal career platform for women. I go to the site all the time. It's so wonderful. Tell us a little bit about what led you to launching the site.
Absolutely. So I like to say it was a perfect combination of professional, personal, and sort of, you know, what was driving me at the time. So I graduated college, did everything right, you know, had the internships, the degrees, this and that. Graduated and became a glorified admin assistant, not what I was expecting. And I even, one day I was literally asked to feed paper through a printer. So I was like, okay, I have to figure out something.
I'm done here.
There's got to be better. So I essentially became obsessed with kind of figuring out, what do I want to do? That led me to become a recruiter at Hulu, which I got by having a ton of informational interviews and just like hustling my way in there. When I got to Hulu, I was then on the other side of the hiring table and learned all this other stuff. And that became kind of like, okay, finding a job is hard, but being successful in your job is hard too. And at the time I was also enrolled in a master's program working on my thesis, which was millennial women and career resources. So the initial funding for Career Contessa to create it as a prototype came from the university. And it did so well from like the focus groups and this and that I was like, all right, I'll have this on the side.
And eventually, there's something here.
Yeah, there's something here. And then that eventually, so I did those at the same time. I was a recruiter and I was running Career Contessa. And then ultimately decided like I didn't have, all things considered, that much to lose. I should try my hand at entrepreneurship. And that was 4 years ago.
So we define Work Party as the new American dream for women who want to create and cultivate the career of their dreams. Women who don't just want a 9-to-5 jobs, but they want to be tuned in at all times to what they're building and they're very passionate about. You definitely don't have a normal career. You're doing that. Exactly. You're literally doing that. What do you think are the benefits of that type of career path and lifestyle? Because there are definitely give and takes.
Right. There's absolutely pros and cons. And, you know, one of the things I would say is that for a work party, especially, like, the answer isn't always entrepreneurship. There are plenty of people who have amazing careers that are super engaging, that they love. They love the people they work with, and they're collaborative, and they're within an organization. And that can be just as amazing as someone who is an entrepreneur or a solopreneur and building their own business. And I think it really comes down to sort of your personality type and what your goal is at the moment. And I've talked to lots of women where they're entrepreneurs and then they work for corporations and then they go back. And I think it ebbs and flows. And so I think in terms of like what that means for me and how that looks is really thinking about, you know, sometimes answering the question, like, what are you passionate about is really hard for people. So maybe think about what are you really good at? And sometimes you start there and then it evolves. And that's definitely what I love about the work party message is that it's really about finding the thing that you enjoy doing. Like, no one has to be miserable. Right. So I would say, though, don't forget that there are plenty of companies and organizations that want that entrepreneurial spirit, that work party spirit. And that's a good way to go as well.
Absolutely. I completely agree. I think one of the things, I mean, obviously we're very entrepreneurial too.
Right.
But that's what I look for in employees. And I think that is what create success within larger organizations.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah.
And to be honest, even when we interview people, you know, we're very honest. It's like a hard job and we work and we travel. And if you want a 9-to-5, this is probably not right for you.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And women email us back and they're like, thank you so much for the opportunity, but this isn't a right fit for me at this time. And I respect that so much.
Yeah.
Because
so much.
You know what you want out of your career. And that's a good thing.
I was going to say, I think you hit the nail on the head with you need to know what you want. If you know what you want, it's going to be so much better.
Yeah, for sure. From entrepreneurial guides to a salary database of hundreds of real women, which everyone needs to definitely check out, you share really thoughtful and amazing content on Career Contessa. What do you find resonates best with your audience?
I've actually, it's interesting because like when we first started, we would interview women about what their job was and how they got there. And I think that was really popular because at the time, you know, people were coming up with job titles that were like happiness coordinator. Like people didn't know what that was. And over time in the last 4 years, now we are seeing a lot of popularity around money content. So as you mentioned, the Salary Project is our anonymous salary database. I mean, people want to know.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah. And I mean, you can get lost in that rabbit hole for hours. The other thing that's becoming really popular is leadership. So I think what's happening is we have a very millennial woman population. And as they're growing in their careers, now they're managers and they're leaders and they're like, ugh, this is really hard. And like the people part of stuff is really hard. And so, we're kind of trying to focus a little bit more on resources for that. And that's sometimes hard because again, it's the management of people, but how can you kind of like, I always think of us as like educators. How can we try to educate people on the people stuff and, you know, get creative with that?
Great. What's your favorite project that you have worked on recently?
That's a really good question. We have a really amazing project launching next week, which is our podcast. So
yay! I was hoping you would say it because we know because we're same team.
Right.
We're Dear Media Studio.
Right. We see you all the time.
Yay.
It's actually kind of nice that I get to see those familiar faces. But yeah, so I'm really excited about the podcast. It's kind of been interesting just because it's like a very vulnerable, as you know, here as we podcast here. It's a vulnerable state to kind of be in.
This is my first time interviewing for the podcast, so
we're
in it together.
It's definitely a learning curve, but I also love having conversations. And I think one of the parts I missed from when Career Contessa got bigger is I got taken off the interviews. It was like, okay, someone else has to do. So it's nice I get to kind of have that back.
What is the most interesting thing you've learned from running a community like Career Contessa?
Well, lately, one of the most interesting things has been the need or the want, the request, the expectation for inclusivity and diversity. And I'm so thrilled about that.
Amazing.
We did an event series in the spring, and multiple people came up to us and they said, you do a really good job at including, you know, the opinions and advice for women, all women, not just a certain type of women. And I think that is like one of the biggest compliments, because we work really hard to make sure that we're constantly thinking about stuff from all angles. And I know that sounds kind of silly, like, oh, you have to try so hard, but it's like, this is the world we live in, is that it's inclusive for all people. And I mean, luckily we haven't gotten pushback on the fact that we're for women.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're creating like a well-rounded experience. And, you know, I mean, I think it's so important too, but it does take work. You have to be very strategic and proactive.
Yes,
about
very proactive.
Mm-hmm. Getting these different views and life experiences. And it's beneficial to your readers, but
yeah,
you know, I think that's super important.
And to be honest, the readers are who come out and say, like, you need to have this. And sometimes readers will be the ones that will say, I'll write this for you because it needs to be set. And like, I agree. It's good for everyone. And I'm always thrilled when we have that.
What has been the biggest challenge you've overcome while growing your team?
Oh, that's such a good question. It's probably 50-50 between, I don't want to say making payroll, but like finances, you know, managing cash flow and the finances. I feel like that is a science and art, and it's an Excel spreadsheet skill level that I don't always love. And I would say the other biggest challenge is really the people side. So managing your team, making sure they have what they need to grow, but also the reality of like work is work, and not every day is glamorous and not every task is glamorous. And so that's been, I think I've grown a lot in this role, you know, both from managing finances and those kind of that new learning curve, and then also managing people.
That being said, as an entrepreneur who is growing a business and the business is growing successfully, who are the three people that you would recommend entrepreneurs to hire when they're first starting their business?
Well, I can go based off of the order I did. So the first person I hired was editorial or content. And that was because a huge piece of our site is all based off of written content. So that's advice and interviews, resources, you know, webinars, emails, everything is, you know, there has to be a content creator. The other person I hired that basically touches all parts of our business also is our graphic designer. And part of that is because we're talking about careers. Careers aren't super visual. And so we have to brand everything in a way that makes people still want to participate in it, even though it's, you know, career advice. And I always joke, like, the thing that brings people to Career Contessa is probably like a bad day at work. So we need to be uplifting and positive with that. And then, I know you said three, but I'm going to say four, is a lawyer and an accountant. And
absolutely,
I love our lawyer. I'm obsessed with her, and I really want to be friends on like a personal level. I don't think she's ready for that.
Our lawyer is so cool. Brenda, her name's Brenda. She's on our podcast as one of our experts, and her advice was, or one of the things she said, she was like, if you are successful, inevitably you will be sued. And I was like, that is mic drop moment of the year.
It really is. And I'm happy you said that, because it only really in the last year have I started to feel this intense feeling of like people coming after me, people copying me. And I'm like, is this it? Is this when you start
to
turn the
glass? That's what success feels like.
So everybody,
according to Brenda.
Yeah, this is what you have to look forward to. Yes. And I also think having a really good accountant or finance manager who is really on top of it. Cause like I said, managing cash flow is really sometimes tricky.
Definitely. So my favorite work party rule is be a fucking pleasure to work with. This was something I had heard Jacqueline say even before I started working with Create and Cultivate, and it just resonated with me so well. I'm so glad it made it into the book. Do you have a boss career mantra?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think something I say a lot is, which I actually got from Marie Forleo when she said it, I was like, yes, 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 is clarity comes from engagement. So I think people who, and I use it a lot because a lot of times people are confused about their career. And when I heard her say that, I was like, that's so spot on, because you can't just sit and hope for the idea to hit you. I think when it comes to Career Contessa, I think mantra is sort of that we're a team, and there's no I in team. And so you have to be willing to collaborate and get the job done, for sure.
Amazing. So we're going to move on to a little portion of Work Party where we do some rapid fire questions. Okay. It's a little work, a little party. So we're going to set those up for you.
Okay.
What do you think it takes to be a successful entrepreneur in 2018?
A lot of hard work, which is the same rules as 2017 and all the years before that.
Who is someone that inspired your past, someone that currently inspires you daily, and someone who gives you hope for the future?
So for the past, I would definitely say my parents. My dad was an entrepreneur. My mom, super hardworking. Currently, gosh, there are so many women I'm inspired by right now. It could be everyone from Jacqueline Johnson at Create Cultivate, Sally Krawcheck at Elevest. I mean, really, Sheryl Sandberg, my list could go on and on for the present. And then someone that inspires me for the future. Is that right? Oh, okay. For the future, you know what? I would say for the future, it's my team, the team at Career Contessa, and really helping to make sure that we're building an amazing company that they can be at for a really long time and grow within that.
What is something you've sacrificed in order to achieve success?
Money. I mean, a lot of entrepreneurs are like this. They don't always take a salary on a regular basis. So certainly I would say the sacrifices, you know, from the physical standpoint are, you know, taking out a salary and sort of the opportunities that come from having a salary, everything from maybe going on a vacation to having like a regular workout class that you love. So those are definitely some sacrifices that I think are totally worth it, but you know, that's what works for me.
What are three things you're grateful for?
My husband, my family, and the Career Contessa team. I wish I could say dog. I don't have one yet.
What is the best thing to come out of 2018?
Professionally, I'm going to say we launched some really cool products and services, everything from the Salary Project to our podcast. Personally, I think it's just been one of those years where we're wrapping up weddings with friends, and I'm sure everyone who's in their 30s starts to get this feeling. And I think what's been really special is feeling like I'm going into a new chapter. You know, I'm going into that chapter where we celebrate everybody, and on a personal level, it feels really nice to have so many close friends like that.
What keeps you up at night?
Man, these are tough questions. What keeps me up at night is thinking about the future and my to-do list, you know, so short term and long term.
What are three goals you want to accomplish in 2019?
Oh, that's good. I certainly would love to find a little bit more balance just so I can feel like I'm going to somehow figure out how to work, you know, maybe 85% of the time and then have a little bit more of a personal life with some projects and things like that. That would be awesome. 2019 will probably also be a year where we focus even more on video. We definitely dabbled in it in 2018. It's been really fun. And then, what else in 2019? I would love to get also to a place in 2019 where right now the way our business is set up is we work a lot with brands and advertisers, but we also sell our own products, which are e-courses. So I'd love to kind of shift that and have a little bit more of the focus on that area of our business.
Thank you so much. This was great. I'm so happy you're here.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for new Work Party minisodes dropping every Sunday.